This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The government's June report on jobs and unemployment comes out on Friday. This morning, a new tally of layoff notices. John Challenger is CEO of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. He joins us live. Mr. Challenger, good morning.
Good morning, David.
What'd you find for June? Announced layoffs up or down?
They were up. 39,372 layoffs were announced in the month of June. That was up nearly 5% from June a year ago and over 8% from what we saw in May.
Where do these cuts come from? What sectors?
Well, the heaviest cuts came in the computer sector, where employers announced 10,133 job cuts. The biggest growth in cuts is coming from the finance sector this year, first 6 months, up 82% from what we saw last year.
Now, there's been a lot of talk, a lot of reporting, and Washington has been obsessed with the so-called sequester, the imposed austerity under some budget measures. Are you starting to see that in layoff notices?
We have tracked 10,253 job cuts related to the sequester, and they're coming from all kinds of areas, teachers and school districts, prisons that have been shutting down, a uranium enrichment plant, a company that makes the Bradley fighting vehicle in the defense sector. So we are seeing that the government spending is really beginning to impact employment.
And I want to explain, you measure when a company says, let's say we're planning 100 layoffs in the next 6 months, when the folks actually lose the job, that's calculated elsewhere.
It is. We track announcements by companies, and sometimes they take them right away, and sometimes they spread them out and wind them through their system.
John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray & Christmas, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.